Because we have one more speaker. I wonder if he's going to continue the trend. This gentleman, Patrick O'Rourke from Pete and the Hat Sauce. From the Making New Friends podcast. Wonderful gentleman.
I am not up here to talk about my pussy. I'm sorry.
I know.
I know. Before I go through what I wrote, I'd like to thank you guys for putting this up every couple weeks and doing this show. I think it's awesome. I love doing it. So thank you. Thank you so much. All right. I have often said that if I am ever lucky enough to have a daughter, I will be totally worthless in any attempt at discipline. Not only will she have my genetics, but she will also look like my wife. She's the person I love more than anyone. So this young woman will own my heart and therefore be able to walk all over it. After thinking about this theme and admiring modern technology, I've decided to put my fatherly advice in the form of a podcast. Because after she is born, I will be hopelessly in love, and this advice will come out far too soft. So, Eric, please make sure this is documented, as well as played for her on her 14th birthday. At the stroke of midnight. So, future Lauren, that's my wife, and my future daughter, Jordan, please listen close. And daughter, if by chance your name is not Jordan, that means your mother won the coin flip. And we now have a bulldog named Jordan. I'm sure whatever name you have is fitting, but just know that you could have shared a name with the greatest athlete in the history of sport. What I will be saying in your time, so that's future for everybody in the room right now, I'm talking to my daughter, should be ignored, as I will surely have lost my mind by now and am a hapless, empty sack of oohs and ahs. So let's get started. Whatever band you are listening to right now sucks. Stop it. They are not good. You'll look back at your love for this corporate-driven bullshit and be embarrassed as hell that you bought all their records. Your friends are idiots. They like the same lame music you do. It's not their fault. They simply have no perspective on what good music sounds like. Anything I play for you has both musical and creative integrity. Alkaline Trio for life. All right, number three. Dunkin' Donuts is better than Starbucks.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. If by some miracle Starbucks is no longer around by the time you are listening to this, good! It was terrible coffee, and be happy you never had to suffer through it. I know your mother is shaking her head at you right now, giving you that look like, you know Dad, he's a little weird about this stuff. But she's wrong. Dunkin' rules. And if by some horrible apocalypse that no longer exists, cry yourself to sleep tonight, regretting what could have been. All right. Thank you.
McDonald's black coffees.
No, what? Whoa. No. I want to keep this short because I'm the last speaker of the night, but if we're bringing McDonald's into this, might as well just... Yeah. All right. Number four. Never choose the cleric. It's the lamest character in all of D&D, and you will never have any fun. Let one of your dumb friends be the cleric. They're idiots. They don't know any better. All right, number five. No train car is empty on accident. If the blue line comes by and every car is super crowded and there's one lone car, do not get into it. It's a trap. You can't see it from the station, but you can smell it the second you hit your seat. All right, number six. This is something I had to learn the hard way. If you ever get a rash, go to the doctor. Don't walk around showing it to all your friends asking for their advice. Remember, they're idiots. They have no idea what they're talking about. Also, some people don't like looking at your rash. It grosses them out. So go to a doctor. In fact, future me will happily drive you anywhere you want to go. So tell me you have a rash, tell me I can't look at it, and then let's go to the doctor. All right, number 7. Your mother will rearrange your stuff and not remember where she put it. Don't get mad at her. Trust me, this is a fight you will not win. Just suck it up and start looking for it on your own. I promise you, it will be the last place you would ever think to look. Number 8. Never date someone who puts ketchup on their hot dog. Because if a hot dog is not sweet enough for a person, nothing is. Right. I know you're a little young for this, but there's always an excuse to day drink. This is both a blessing and a curse. Just know it is a tool for your future tool belt. If it's summer, it's hot, so you can grab a beer. If it's fall, it's football season, so grab a beer. If it's winter, it's cold, you need a beer. And if it's spring, Jesus died for your sins, so have yourself a beer. And number 10, you are smart, beautiful, and I love you. All right, thank you.